This article is brought to you by the best-selling books 8 Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. AI customer service is tanking insurance reviews. When the robot answers, the customer leaves. What happened? Trustpilot analysed customer reviews across the insurance industry and found a striking divide. Reviews that mentioned AI interactions averaged just 2.47 stars. Reviews with no AI mention averaged 4.35 stars. The steepest damage came from one specific failure companies that gave customers no clear route to a human agent lost nearly 2 full stars in satisfaction scores. The communication angle. Picture this. You've just had a fender bender. Your hands are still shaky. You call your insurance company, and a cheerful synthetic voice tells you to describe your issue in a few words. You say car accident, and the bot asks you to confirm your policy number. 3 menus later, you're no further along and angrier than when you started. You leave a 1-star review, not because AI exists, because nobody thought about what you needed in that moment. This is not a technology problem. It is a communication design problem. The insurer tanking their Trustpilot scores made the oldest mistake in the book. They optimized for operational efficiency and forgot that communication exists to serve the person receiving it, not the person delivering it. An AI chatbot that routes your car accident claim through 5 automated steps is speaking to an abstraction of a customer. The actual customer, the scared one with shaking hands, needed acknowledgement first and information second. The clear path to a human finding is the most important data point in this whole report. A 1.6-star penalty is enormous. That gap does not come from bad AI responses. It comes from customers feeling trapped. Feeling trapped is a communication failure before it is anything else. When someone cannot see an exit, they assume you built the maze on purpose. The trust collapses instantly, and no chatbot response, however accurate, can rebuild it inside that same conversation. Here is what the winning communication approach looks like. You open every automated interaction with an honest frame. I'm an automated assistant. I can handle most questions, and a human agent is available if you need one. That sentence does 3 things. It sets expectations honestly. It gives the customer control, and it removes the shame spiral of how do I get out of this thing. Customers who choose to stay in the automated flow after that message are choosing it. That changes everything about how they experience the interaction. The insurers scoring above 4 stars are not necessarily using better AI. They are using better communication architecture. They treat the handoff between machine and human as a moment worth designing carefully, not an afterthought buried in a menu. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down and Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on framing difficult conversations gives you a framework for leading with transparency instead of burying it. The principle works the same whether you're a person walking into a hard meeting or a company deploying a bot at scale. Tell people what they're dealing with before they have to figure it out themselves. That single move changes the power dynamic in the room, and it changes your review scores too. The takeaway. Audit every automated customer touchpoint your business uses, and find where the human option is hidden. Then move it to the front. Put it in the opening message, before the customer has to ask. The message should take 1 sentence. Write it today. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.